Aleishu Chelek Aleph Reish Mem Gimel, the 14th chapter. Ha'olam b'chay Talmid Chacham Olam Baruch Hu. We've said a number of times that the world of a Talmid Chacham is a world of clarity. Teirasei b'seich me'av. His Torah is within his innards. It's nivlas b'chochoyz gufoy. It's absorbed into him. It's not something superficial or something external to him. It's part of him. Darkoy b'chim b'rura lefanav. His path in life is clear. Hen b'shelos ha'chayim ha'gdoylois, both in the major turning points in life, hen b'divrei yom yom ha'chtanim, and also in the small decisions, daily trials. I made a note for myself here to look at Chelek Beis, at the second volume of Reishu, Daf Pei Vav. He speaks about this. Uvatera atzma, in the Torah itself, kol asher hu moisif limud v'yom. The more he learns, the more he analyzes, misbarim lo imkei kimin chomer. He discovers more and more insights into the depths of the Torah. V'chol asher yosif beirur, the more clarity he gains, hu moisif simcha, the more joy, the more satisfaction. Ki habirur hu asimcha. That brings joy, clarity. People say, "Enlecha simcha ki ataras sfeikois." This is the statement. There's no greater joy than the resolution of doubts. I haven't been able to find it in Chazal, but I'm an inshe. Clarity brings with it joy. We find it in a number of places in Chazal. Od yavo le'alan bezaz Hashem. We'll quote them later. Habitui, we find the expression v'yod varim semechim kinsinasam misinai. We'll see just now that when we have incidents where things are very clear, Chazal describes them as semechim. When there's a supreme level of clarity, there's simcha. Ki divrei Torah mitzad atzman brurim leafli. The words of the Torah inherently are very clear. U'me'od na'alim me'al arpilei mechitzos aguf. They are beyond the fog, the lack of clarity, the obscurity of what the goof produces, and therefore when they are clear, there's a joy. U'pikudei Hashem yisharim mesamechei lev, like the pasuk in Tehillim. The mitzvot of Hashem are prat and mesamechei lev, mitzvot of Hashem baram yiras inayim. He machnisim es adam lesech olam bo. They put a person into a world of clarity, al kede machnisim simcha eliboy. Because, yeah, as we know from personal experience as well, doubt is not really compatible with joy. When there's a clarity, a person knows what needs to be done and where he's headed, there's joy. Matzav ruchoy ha-yesoidi shel Talmid Chacham is simcha. The basic temperament of a Talmid Chacham is simcha. That's the basic level of a Talmid Chacham. Ein zos ha-simcha ra'a shanis ha-yidua etzel amon ha'am. As always, this is not the boisterous a celebration that is characterized by the masses. That's not what we're talking about. A simcha shkeita amuka butmidis. We're talking about a quiet, deep, and constant joy, a satisfaction. Yetzer hara atzmoi, the very yetzer hara, mekor hayirpul vatisbochis b'chayadam, the very source of lack of clarity and complications in the life of a human being, hoifech mekor lesimcha b'torazo shel Talmid Chacham, can become a source of joy in the Torah of the Talmid Chacham. That's a higher level. The author quotes here the Zohar, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosei, I think it is, halach mikapet kaya leloid, he was traveling, poga bei Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, tuimar de chavir na chakima masnisa yizaru le'ayinyana de yetzera yisnishe min alma. He asked him to join with the Talmidei Chachamim to daven for this idea that the yetzera should be abolished, banished from the world. Yispatei min alam. Bara yishata lezivu, except for when a man needs it to be with his wife. So he responded, Rabbi Yehuda said, no, by your life, you're wrong. The Yetzirah is as necessary for the world as rain. If not for Yetzirah, there would not be the joy of learning. It's a remarkable statement. There's no, we should not aspire to that, to completely abolish and banish the Yetzirah. Ki davka hu amevi lechedvas deshmat. It's that part of a personality that can bring a person to complete joy in learning. Chedvas lemud nomvas davka me'aguf. It stems from the body. Himakifas kol koach ha-ta'ava. It's a joy that should encompass one's forces of ta'ava ba'adam. V'davka kashem egim lechedvas zo misamtim divrei Torah b'lev. It's when a person reaches that joy, that words of Torah are validated in the heart. Huma de Isa Bagmara, it's what the Gemara says, we saw it above. Tamid Chacham kol gufo eish, the Gemara says. The Tamid Chacham, his body is fire. Shegam kuychoiz gufo shel Tamid Chacham shafim el al. It means that even the physical tendencies within a person, the Tamid Chacham, strive up. Lis alois beruchanius, lis labesh bikdusha. Zoi ha'esh eshet Torah b'chinas memalei. So that's the form of the fire of Torah that has the aspect of filling up the Tamid Chacham. Ve'yeshna oid b'chinas makif b'eshet Torah. There's another aspect of Torah which surrounds, a fire that surrounds rather than filling. Asher hazeche elea zocheh lenifla asher b'onibus. If a person earns that, that's the most wonderful of levels. U'bevaday shemetz mimna yigenev gam elen. We can discern at least an iota of it, this idea of makif. Good morning, Chagiga Laf Yidalek. And Rabbanon, Maaser Rabban Yochanan ben Zakai, Sheyarechiv al HaMoir. He was riding, Vayam Alech Baderech, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Mechamer Acharav. And his Talmid was with him, Omale Rabbi Sheneli Perek Echad b'Maaser Merkava. The Talmid asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakai to teach him Maaser Merkava. Omale, Lokach Shaniti Lechem, he responded, but didn't I already tell you? Veloi b'Merkava b'Yochid, Elim ken chacham mevin b'dato, the certain conditions we can't just teach Maaser Merkava. So the Talmid asks for permission to teach something about Maaser Merkava. He said, fine. Miyad yarad Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai me'al ha'moir. He got off the donkey. When he's atayif, he arranged his clothing. Yashav al ha'even tachas ha'zayis. He sat under the olive tree on the stone. Amar le'Rabbi mipnei me'arad me'al ha'moir. The Talmid asked, why did you come down? Omar efshar to dorish b'Maaser Merkava. He said to him, are you going to teach something about Maaser Merkava? Ushchina imanu, the divine presence, umalachei asheres, melavina isanu, we're all surrounded by a camp of umalachei asheres, v'ani yekav alachamo, I should be riding. No, I need to sit. Miyad pasach Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah b'Maaser Merkava, he started teaching, v'yarda eish min hashamayim, a fire came down, v'sibiva kol eilanes k'shebasad, and surrounded all the trees. V'schuk ulan v'amu shira. Ma shira amu, what was the form of the shira? Hallelujah is Hashem min ha'aretz, tanim v'chol t'amoyis, etzbi v'chol arazim, hallelujah. Na'ana malach min ha'esh v'amar, and a malach responded from this fire. He said, hein hein Maaser Merkava. It was obviously a good shiur about Maaser Merkava. Omad Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai umshako al roishoy. He stood and he kissed his talmid v'amar, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, shenosan ben l'Avraham avinu sheyada l'avin v'lachkor v'lidroish b'Maaser Merkava. Yesh na'e doresh v'enei mekayem. There are some people who are na'e doresh, they can speak well v'enei mekayem. They don't fulfill it all that well. Na'eme kayem v'ne'edoresh, there are those who fulfill, but they can't teach well. Ata na'edoresh v'ne'eme kayem. You have both qualities. Ashrecha Avraham Avinu sh'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah etzamech alatzecha. Avraham Avinu, you should be proud of your progeny. Zoi bechina v'daga shel Gan Eden. Chazal are describing an aspect of Gan Eden. Nizgala ruchanius u'kdusha sabriya, where the kdusha of the actual physical bria is revealed, v'chisufa el bo'en, its yearning to its creator. Umaniflam, the wonderful point of here is Maaser Merkava lo dvarim shmei miimem. Maaser Merkava is the ultimate esoteric stuff. It's in Shamayim, it's wheels within wheels, and the visions of Yechezkel. V'rishomam iskada ba'aretz. But here we see Chazal telling us that the impression formed was here in the physical world. When iskachu kol eilanes misaviv, that the trees became mekudash. Umashiramru, notice, it's not stam any old pasuk. Hallelujah is Hashem min ha'aretz daika. Here in the physical environment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mehulal. Veloy oid, and not even that, it goes even further. Ela malach na'ana min ha'esh, the Gemara says, a malach spoke from the fire, lemo, hein, hein Maaser Merkava. This is Maaser Merkava. Loy derush mufshat, not some abstract theory. Ela iskadshus kol ha'makoy misaviv, rather the sanctity all around. Yos Merkava l'gilu ha'shchina, that this was a place where the Shechina could rest. He's got a new call, all the trees around prepared to bear the Shechina. That's Maaser Merkava here. Ulam, lo yikol deresh b'Maaser Merkava zeche l'gilui kaze. Of course, not everyone who learns this topic earns such a revelation. Kize vaze goyrem. You need a number of factors. Kedushas hadrush vegam kedushas hadoresh. It's the material and also the person who's teaching it. V'shibach Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, yesh na'e doresh v'ne'e mekayem v'chule, ata na'e doresh na'e mekayem, at the end of that. Kloma hadvarim atzmam shedorashta higiu ledegilu, the very words that you darshaned came to, they became concretized, biridas esh v'shiras ha'ilanois. Hadvarim niflaim v'ruch shekach alanu b'sir rasui. Me'ata, with this introduction, avoy v'nis bonenana b'ma shemisabim chazal midrash shir ha'shirim, something similar, along the same lines in this midrash. We quote the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Tzavarech b'charuzim. So on the simple level, it's talking about this the beloved woman, and she has beads around her neck, a necklace. So on the deeper level, when the Chachamim used to chozim, beads, like going from one to the next, as beads are connected one to another. So chozim in Divrei Torah, u'midivrei Torah linvi'im, then they would seamlessly carry on discussing in the Nevi'im, u'midivim lichsuvim, and then the Ksuvim. V'ha'esh mislahetes zivosehem, again, this idea of fire around, v'yodvarim semechim kinsinasan misinai. We mentioned this previously, that when there's clarity, there's simcha. V'chi'ikan yisinasan ma'asinai lo ba'esh ha'yinatanim. When they were given at the Sinai, it was also with fire. Shinemar, v'har bo'er bo'esh lev ha'shamayim. Furthermore, ben azai yeshev doresh v'esh mulaites zivosehem. He was sitting and teaching, and there was all this fire around him. Azlun Mamule Rabbi Akiva, they went and told Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Ben Azai Yoshev Doresh Veshem Laites Svivo Esav. He's sitting there in the fire all around him, raging. Halachetzuv Amalus, Rabbi Akiva went to him and said to him, Shamati Sheisa Doresh Veshem Laites Svivcha. I heard this about you. Amale, hen, hen, yes, it's true. Omar Loshema Bechadem Rekava Yisasuk, maybe you were teaching Chadem Rekava, maybe, because that's Rabbi Akiva expected that when you teach about Merkava, then you have this phenomenon. Omar Olav, Ben Azai said, no. El Aisi Yeshev Echurez. All I did was, again, seamlessly joined together, it was so clear, there was such clarity, it was like in Sinai, and Mimele at Sinai, there was fire. It was as sweet as when they were given, and as we just mentioned, just like in Har Sinai, where the Torah is given with fire, so too, yeah, there's no difference. Rabbi Avau, now we're going to the Amoraim. Haya Yoshev Doresh Ve'esh Mislahet Svivosav. Also, fire all around him. Omar, Shem Eini Chorez B'Divrei Torah Kitikonan. Maybe I'm not doing it correctly. The Amar Resh Lakish is the Yad Al Michuz, Yad Al Mikdach. Resh Lakish said, some know how to Michuz, put the beads together, but they don't know how to drill. You need to drill through the bead to make a hole. Ve'is the Yad Al Mikdach, Yad Al Michuz. Some know how to drill, but don't know how to put them together. I did both. What does this mean? That a person's darshaning in Maase Merkava, with all the conditions that we spoke about before, has this fire around him, and that's what Rabbi Akiva expected, that that's what Ben Azai was speaking about. Ulam Ben Azai chidesh, the chidesh of Ben Azai was kigam alei charizas divrei Torah magim lasagazi. By putting the words of Torah together, you can also reach that level without speaking about Maase Merkava, divrei Torah, divrei Nevi'im, divrei Kesuvim. Nifla'a yachariza, this idea of beading together is wonderful. Habekius b'chol haTorah kula, to have this clarity and control of the entire Torah, Hamegala Achdus Kol Chalakeos Torah, to reveal the unity of all its parts. There's the Torah, and then Ve'im Ksuvim, and to be able to put it all together. Yachad Ema Kiduach. What does Kiduach mean? The drilling b'ma'amakeh. So the Chariza is a metaphor for Bekius in the entire Torah. The Kiduach, the drilling, is a figure of speech that connotes the depth. And in all of these cases, the Gemara discusses, it was clear, and there was a tremendous simcha as it was in Sinai. Ha-Sinai was there. Bo'er ba'esh ad lev ha-shamayim, burning in fire, miskadesh ve'nechsaf el al, yearning upwards. V'nei merkava l'shechina yoredet el al, and it became like a chariot for the Shechina that dwelt right there. It was a miniature Ha-Sinai at that point where Ben Azai was, or where Rabbi Avah was. Gadlusam shel Rabbi Yosef Tanaim yisiga kol zeis, the greatness of the Tanaim attained all this. Uvegilui kaze shegam shomein hergishu b'zeh, not only they, but even those who listened could feel this fire, which is obviously not a physical fire. Niskadshu v'nemdu bifnei Har Sinai gamem, even those who heard them had this experience of standing by Har Sinai. Umi yuchal yizdamos l'kdosh elyon ele, who can reveal, who can resemble these kdosh elyon? Bram, but even so, even though we don't quite aspire to that level. Tzuras davamikas, the idea here is clear. Asher al yedei shlemus achariza v'kidoch, through the perfection of the beading and the drilling, through the perfection of the vast amounts that the Talmid Chacham knows, the bekius, and the kiduach, the analysis, the depth that he goes to, yeshev Talmid Chacham began Eden mechayim chayisoy. Talmid Chacham can be in Gan Eden already, v'har Sinai bo'er ba'esh b'imtzayisoy. He's right by Har Sinai, it's burning in fire, miskadesh, his entire environment becomes mekudash, Uvokas shira mitochen, a song bursts forth, Hallelujah Hashem min ha'aretz, like we said, dafka his environment becomes mekudash, not in Shamayim. Be'olam kadosh moitzes etzmo magile bekach. A person who reaches this finds himself in the holy world. Ha'ilanois v'adesh, whether it's the trees or the grass. Zerichas hachama ushkiasa, the rising of the sun and its setting. Kol tzipor v'zimzum dvora, whether it's the chirping of a bird or the buzzing of the bee. Reach perachim v'ruach sara, the fragrance of a flower. A storm wind. Who can really see through this phenomenon? Who can really discern it? If not this person, is choyrez and kuyder. He's got the breadth and he has the depth. He finds himself in a holy world. He's close to the roots of existence. Every creature speaks to him about the closeness of the Creator. He has a vision of the world of a unity of Kedusha, a Bria which is just the revelation of its Creator. From the greatest of creatures all the way to the insect and the blade of grass. That's what the Talmid Chacham earns. Asher kol gufoy eish, his body is fire, again aspiring upwards, even kolchoz gufoy. And his senses, his physical senses, become sanctified with his Torah. Ashrei ha'am shekach alei. Adkan.